Well, here we are again. This is Mr. Candle. I'm sitting there on your bedside table just waiting to have a little chat with you. I had a fun time today. I know how to tell time. I've told time ever since I was just a wee little tyke, but wee little candle, you know, before I was waxed up into a big candle. But I was watching a couple of young people learn how to tell time today. There was a little boy, he was 4, and then there's a little girl who was 5, and then there was another boy who was 8. Now the boy who was 8 was teaching the girl and the boy, 4 and 5, how to tell time. And he was pointing to his wristwatch, and oh, he had such a wonderful wristwatch. It had such colors on it. The band was so beautiful. It was just really glorious to look at. But he was saying, now, you see, when the big hand points straight up, that means whatever the other hand is pointing to, that's the hour. So whenever the big hand is pointing straight up at 12, then any other hand that you see is pointing to a time. So now, right now, it is 12 o'clock. Well, where's the little hand? Well, the little hand is right on top of the big hand. Can you see it there? In a little while, you'll see it. It's right on top of the big hand because the two hands are both pointing to 12 because that means it's 12 o'clock. Now, I'm going to turn my dial so you can see it. Okay? Now, here we go. Watch. Oh, the big hand is moving. The big hand's going all around the clock. Yeah, you see that now? The big hand is 15 minutes after 12. Yes. Now see, it's now 30 minutes after 12. Well, it's down toward the 6. And then when it's over here toward the 9, that means it's 45 minutes after 12 or 15 minutes to 1. That's a lot of stuff, isn't it? That's a lot of stuff. Let's just keep it simple. That's the big hand straight up and the little hand pointing to the hour. Now, here's the little hand coming up on 1. See? The big hand is straight up. See, it's straight up there at 12 and the little hand is pointing over here to 1. So, what time is it? 1 o'clock. That's right. Your sister is very smart. She's very smart. Let's see if you get it this time. Now, we'll turn it again. Now, what is the little hand pointing to? What's that number? That's a 2, isn't it? Yes, that's a 2. And then, now what's it pointing to? Let your sister answer it. A 3, of course. Now, it's your turn again. Now, what's it pointing to? A 4. And what's coming up now? A 5. Now, what are we going to skip? We don't want to skip anything. Let's get them all in there. No, we're going to skip 6. We're just going to go right on to, what are we going on to? What's this other number? 7. Oh, you're so smart. You are so smart. I don't know. I didn't learn it that quick when I was learning, but I'm teaching you the way that my daddy taught me. Now, let's go to another one. What's this other number? 8. The big hand is straight up, and the little hand points 8. Now, what happens when the big hand comes down? And the little hand points to a number. The little big hand's pointing straight down. Well, that means it's half past. Half past what? What's half past? Well, that means it's 30. So it's just half of an hour. How many minutes are in an hour? Do you know? Do you know how many minutes are? There's 60 minutes in an hour. And you know what those 60 minutes do? They go just like the 60 seconds of a minute. There's 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, and there are 24 hours in a day. Wow! Can you imagine what we could do with all those 24 hours if we didn't have to go to bed? And if we didn't have to go to school? We could play all through the clock. All through. Hey, what happens when the clock is coming up on 1? Have you ever stayed up until 1 o'clock? No. Yes, you did. 1 o'clock is right after lunch. Then there's the 1 o'clock right after midnight, too. That you didn't stay up with. I did one time. I did on New Year's Day. My dad was fell asleep on the couch, and I was sitting there next to him, and the music came on the television. Happy New Year! Happy New Year! And I was there, and I was wide awake, and my dad woke up, and he said, what are you doing still up? And I stayed up till midnight. Boy, you don't know how important that is. Well, now what is it? When the little hand points to a number and the big hand points right straight up, that's the time, isn't it? You know, it's a lot of fun to learn how to tell time. And when I watched these two little boy and girl learning from their older brother how to tell time, I thought, wasn't that wonderful? I think that's just really the way to go, a wonderful way to go, to learn how to tell time from someone who really loves you and takes the time. Well, now, You know, it's that time again. It's that time again. Those kids learned how to tell time. Perhaps you learned how to tell time too. I know already. Well, good for you. Good for you. But now, Mr. Sandman's coming. And he's got his bag of sand with him. He got rid of that bucket because it had a hole in it. But he's got the bag of sand with him now. And he puts this pixie dust all over you. And the pixie dust makes you have all sorts of wonderful, wonderful, wonderful dreams. You dream of all the things you wished you had and you wished you knew. And before you know it, they're yours. Now, time to go to sleep. So reach out and take your mommy and daddy and snuggle them in your arms and hug them real tight, real tight, real tight, just like they, you never want them to go away. And they won't. And kiss them with all your heart and all your might. And then let your mommy put the covers up and let her put your teddy bear in your arms there. Oh, she's a nice mommy. And now the Sandman is putting his sand on. Oh, tired. Time to go to sleep. So, I tell you, I'll see you tomorrow night. You ready for me? I love you. I love you. I love you.